Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But I assure you that Donald Trump is doing better among the average union member, not teachers' unions and not the unions for government, but everybody else, the trades, the people working their hands. He's doing better among them than any Republican has done in decades. This is not going to be a problem for him. The union leadership is more divided from their membership, and the louder that it gets, the greater the divides are going to come. And in my focus groups, and this is remarkable to me, the union membership says they don't speak for me. And I've been doing this now since 1990. I've never had union people publicly say they don't speak for me.
Now, that's Frank Luntz. Frank Luntz seems to be a divider of people that are nerds like you and me, because if you know the name Frank Luntz, welcome to the nerd kingdom here. That's what we are. Frank Luntz is a pollster. He's Mr. I can see him very aggressively moving around the focus group room, calling on people to talk after watching a debate or after maybe they take in a town hall or something like that. And he sits down and he listens to people talk. And, you know, I think on the whole, I've always enjoyed watching those things. Now, I can think of Robert C. Cahaley, who's a friend of the Andy Frye Show. Brad, I think the last time that we had him on the show, he said something to us to the effect of like focus groups. He goes, who the heck sits down for a focus group? Who's like, yeah, I'd love to spend 2 hours sitting down and talking about... He kind of painted that type of a thing into a corner.
Yeah, he said that... Yeah, he kind of pushed that off into the corner, said these are the people that are just really interested in it.
Robert C. Cahaley has something to sell. His polls. So I can understand... You got to take all of that with a grain of salt. But I think that we are on the precipice of watching a shift in electoral votes through traditional blocks of people. It's a very nice and neat and tidy thing to be able to say, well, this group of people here, they're Democrats. That group of people over there, they're Republicans. And you just want to make sure that you get the most of those people out to vote on in election season, not on election day, in election season. And then you get it across the finish line. I'm noticing a lot of people who are supporting Donald Trump who are coming from demographics that aren't traditional Republican demographics. But then again, I look at Donald Trump and he's not the traditional Republican in the 1980s, 1990s, 2000 sense. He just isn't. He's really transformed the look of the Republican Party. I think that that might be the thing that is most terrifying to the big Democrat Party. That the system... It's kind of been, everything's been dumped out onto the table and we're rearranging things. It's much harder. It probably costs a boatload more money to try to get people to see your side and then, in effect, get people to show up and vote for your side when the whole system is shaken up. Let's listen to Mexicans for Trump.
Bro, I'm just going to put this out there. I'm a Mexican who supports Trump, man. And for all you other guys who don't say he's a racist and stuff, all you guys are looking at the wrong reasons to hate this guy. You guys are voting for the president of America, not the president of Mexico, not the president of Europe, the president of America. He's looking out for the Americans. If you're not American, then I understand why you feel that way. But let's look at the obvious, guys. We need that guy in office. Things were way better, way cheaper. I'm over here stressing, working 70 hours a week, and still can't afford.
I so wanted to play that video for you. I can't bleep out the end. But you hear his passion. You know what that feels like. He's working his tail off, and he can't afford stuff. That's what he says. And it's under the label of Mexicans for Trump. I don't know what to do, guys. I am hearing so much about what's going on, they call it Politik Talk. I think that's what it is. And apparently Trump is very popular in certain circles in TikTok, which has got to really tick off those individuals who have had that area on their own for quite some time. I want to see it, but I'm not putting it on my phone. I tried to create a TikTok from a work computer here, and it's like, we need to verify your account on your phone. Give me your phone number. And I'm like, no. And that's where I left it. If you're a genius at TikTok and you know how I can create an account that I don't ever have to connect to a phone number, I Googled it. It said that you can do it with an email address. I'll give them my email address, my work email address. They can have that. We can put our videos that we do on our YouTube shorts, and they go up on my ex profile, and they go up on Facebook. You might have seen some of them in your platform of choice. I want to put them on TikTok. I just don't want to be on TikTok. How do I make this happen? It makes a difference in the political landscape that Donald Trump is actively participating in TikTok. What a conundrum that he needs to win the election in order to make sure China isn't taking advantage of us in every which way through this platform that we will have no access to oversight with if the Democrats continue to be in charge. They're in charge right now. They don't care. They could force the sale of it. They can try to do something to make it different, but they need it right now because they need it to win the next election. Kamala Harris isn't persuading, in my opinion, she's not persuading people to come over to her side. The way I see the Kamala Harris announcement and the way I see this election shaping up, Donald Trump is a known quantity to pretty much everybody who has eyes and ears and any sort of connection to social media or traditional media. You know and have heard of Donald Trump. It might boil down to, oh, my parents hate Donald Trump. I hate him too. And he dances funny. Or my parents love Donald Trump and I know exactly how to do the Donald Trump dance because it's awesome. It might boil down to that. That's all you know. People don't know Kamala Harris. People don't understand what she stands for. The thing that Kamala Harris comes into this election with is her adjacency to Joe Biden. If Joe Biden's policies were so great for this country, if Joe Biden's leadership was so great for this country, Joe Biden would still be the man in charge. Now, you might say, Annie, he's gotten older and he's just not capable of doing the next 4 years the way he's so successfully done the last 4 years. And if we put Kamala forward right now, we can take another 8. OK, well, I understand that. Well, then if that's the case, if Kamala Harris is an extension of the Biden administration, then why do they need 30 days to put policies up on her website? Because her policies would be what Biden is doing. If those policies are great, there they are. If they're not great, how are we going to marry the things that she has said when, A, she was running for president and dropped out before a single caucus took place or primary vote was cast? The far left progressive things that she said while she was running for that. We have started to create a little archive of these things so that we can understand where Kamala has been, so we cannot be burdened by what has been in the future by what might be. I don't know what that means either. Neither is Kamala. She keeps saying it. For instance, in 2019, Kamala Harris was talking about detention centers and what she'd do if she became the president of the United States.
I want to know, when you become president, Would you be committing to close immigration detention centers?
Absolutely, on day one. On day one.
So there you have it. Detention centers for immigrants gone day one. That's a day one issue for her. Is it still? I'm not sure. What about health care? In 2020, Kamala Harris
says,
had that
quote,
position.
Every individual who is a resident of the United States is entitled to benefits for health care services under this act. Not every individual who's a citizen, but every individual who's a resident. Mm-hmm. So you support giving universal health care, Medicare for all, to people who are in this country illegally?
Let me just be very clear about this. I am opposed to any policy that would deny in our country any human being from access to public safety, public education, or public health, period.
Period. Let me be clear. Period. We're going to do the work. That's the bumper sticker. I actually was driving behind somebody's vehicle yesterday in Illinois that just had a picture of Kamala Harris on it. And it said, what, do you think you fell out of a coconut tree? And I was like, is this person a fan or not? I don't really know the message, but there was no other context. This vehicle had one bumper sticker on it. Maybe you're listening right now. If you do, you made me laugh for about 3 miles while I was driving through the state of Illinois. What do you think? You just fell out of a coconut tree and it's just Kamala Harris superimposed on in front of like a cartoon beach with palm trees. Who sells that? I might want one. Kamala Harris is on record on a whole bunch of things. I see that the Trump campaign is very purposely right now trying to push Kamala Harris into getting out there and getting in front of a camera. Yes, we need to see Kamala Harris. She owes it to the people. That doesn't mean that she's going to do it. I don't think that the left ever really cares about what they owe to the people. They just want power. That's what they want. But I would suggest, and the Trump campaign isn't listening, but here I am going to do it anyway. I would suggest that the Trump campaign stop talking about, and I think Nikki Haley talked about this yesterday with Bret Baier. Stop talking about how she's dodging interviews and hiding from the media, specifically from the Trump campaign. The pundits can pull that out and talk about that however they choose to. That's fine. What I want to see the Trump campaign do is use Kamala's own words to state what her platform is for her. If she doesn't want to go out there and say and take questions and clarify and quantify what the Harris Walls campaign stands for, do it for her in her own words. Kamala Harris says, and quote her from 2019, quote her from when she was trying to win the primary over Joe Biden, when she was calling Joe Biden on the primary stage racist. Right before she became his VP candidate. Strange. Quote her on all of these things. Quote her on the fact that she is absolutely in favor for Medicare for all. She said it herself, by the way.
My interest is in you clarifying your position on health care.
Sure.
I'm wanting to know if it's private option, Medicare for all, some combination, and could you tell me the details of that, please?
Absolutely right. I am in favor of Medicare for all. I believe it is the best option.
In her own words, she's been clear. She's been clear over and over and over again. Period. When you add the period on the end, that means you really neat, mean business. Use Kamala's words. Quote her. Put her quotes up in your ads. And tell the people what Kamala Harris stands for. If she doesn't want to do it herself, do it for her. Over and over and over again. Instead of making the issue, she needs to go in front of the media and answer questions. Skip that. It would be better, honestly. It'd be better if we could just use her own words and her own positions repeatedly against her to define this is what you're voting for when you choose Kamala Harris, and this is what you're voting for when you choose Donald Trump. She's made it very clear. So use her words. And if she wants to clarify, then when she actually does go in front of the media, when she actually does take an interview, there will be an entire fabric laid of her own positions in her own words that she will have to either agree with, scary, or disagree with, problematic. Put her in that position. Right now, if the push is just, when's she going to talk to the media? When she's going to sit down for an interview? When is she going to answer some tough questions? Then she essentially wins that battle when she sits down and goes into a softball interview. And then very predictably, all of us in the media go, oh, it was such a softball interview. It was so easy. They don't ask her any time. I mean, gosh, I could write the script right now. This is how this is going to go. Scratch the focus on whether or not she takes tough interviews, or actually any interviews. Keep doing, Donald Trump, what you're doing. Have the press conferences. Go on the X Spaces that last 2 hours because you can hang with Elon Musk. Go on the influencer YouTube channels and Insta channels or whatever is all out there and talk to new audiences. Sidestep the media. If the media invites you to do an interview, do it. That's what Trump has been doing the whole time. He hasn't stopped. And let her go to rallies and cackle and scream into the microphone and wrap up everything just rally to rally to rally, where when she gets off the stage, the real act takes the stage and Megan Thee Stallion twerks for the 70-year-old liberal women who were there for Kamala. It's weird. Everybody sees it as weird. I'm going to tell you a little bit later in the show exactly why you keep hearing the message joy coming out of the Kamala Harris campaign. There is a specific reason why I believe that joy is the center of what they're trying to push. Because you might have heard that over and over and been like, what? Joy? Really? There's a specific reason. I'm very confident about why that continues to be the case. I'm going to talk to you about that in the 1 o'clock hour. When we come back, our friend Jason Chaffetz back on the Annie Fry Show, a Fox News contributor, and he wrote the book on the puppeteers. I'm going to talk to him about Joe Biden and how Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden seem to be each other's persona non grata right now. Trouble in paradise with the Democrats? We'll talk to Jason Chaffetz about it on the Annie Fry Show when we come back.
There's an interesting story out there that apparently Harris's campaign is allegedly rewriting headlines to make Harris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Look better. And here's
from the actual thing. Yeah, from actual stories.
Now, a lot of people don't realize that that's going on.
I can't believe that they even thought they had to rewrite the headlines to make Kamala Harris get better. That blows my mind. Steve Ducey reporting on that earlier this morning. And I want to get to our next guest, our friend Jason Chaffetz, back on the show with us. He's a Fox News contributor and he wrote the book on it, The Puppeteers. And I encourage you to check that out. Jason Chaffetz, welcome back to the show. It's good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
You know, the coverage of Kamala Harris has been so harsh and difficult that you can't really blame the campaign, the Harris campaign, for going in and trying to spruce things up for her.
Yeah, you know, you make a great point, because if they weren't already in the bag, if they wasn't already getting these softball stories and these, they're just fawning over her, for somebody who doesn't do interviews, doesn't do press conferences, hasn't sat down with reporters, never takes a hard question, just taking sort of that bunker mentality and, oh, I'll go ahead and read a pre-written script to my staff in front of an audience. The idea that she would have the audacity to rewrite the headlines, and these are major news outlets, you know, the Associated Press and others, and it begs the question, A, why didn't these news organizations know this is happening? Because they're feigning that they had no idea that these Facebook ads were happening. And the second part is, how come they're not writing stories about how they're being misrepresented by this fake campaign of Kamala Harris?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yeah, I mean, if the roles were reversed and Donald Trump was doing this, the entire lead headline today was how all of these media entities were so offended that they would try to step on the toes of journalism and try to change the way reporting is going in a political favor. I suggest, and you've done politics, you've run for office, you've been very successful, you walked away on your own accord, and that's something that not everybody gets to do in politics. I want to see Donald Trump's campaign stop pushing for her to do interviews and just start using Kamala Harris's own words to put her on record on all of these issues so that Kamala Harris can either choose to let her words speak for her when she's talking about Medicare for All and closing down detention centers for immigrants. Just use her words against her. And if she needs to clarify, she will have to find the interview to do it.
100% agree. Donald Trump's and the challenge for the campaign is to just, it's a true choice election, right? It's a choice election. You could take almost every issue that matters, and you can see the contrast between the two. Border, safety, security, foreign affairs, inflation, the economy, Medicare for all of these things, sanctuary cities, you know, all of these positions, the candidates are really different. And yet she's never been able to go out there. And you know this, Annie, you follow this as close as anybody. Kamala Harris is now trying to flip-flop and say that, oh, you know, let's not tax tips. Oh, what a great idea I just had. We all know that Donald Trump came out with this months before she did.
You know, go ahead.
And to try to, try to gaslight people now and try to rewrite history about the border and border security. Come on. She's been in charge and she has made it worse, not better. Don't tell us that this is all Donald Trump's fault.
Do you think that the Kamala Harris campaign did that to troll the Trump campaign? It's not like somebody showed up the next day and like face palmed and goes, oh my gosh, that was a Trump policy. They had to know.
They had to know, but I think they think we're idiots. I think they think the public are idiots. And, you know, for the most part, if you watch the traditional mainstream corporate media, people are being fed a bunch of malarkey. I mean, they're just being fed this garbage that isn't reporting. There's no intellectual curiosity. They're not even pointing out how their own companies, their own brands are being misrepresented, in this case, the Facebook ads. That should be a lead story. If they're rewriting a post, that should be out there.
Yeah. Completely. We're speaking to Jason Chaffetz. You can learn more about him at jasoninthehouse.com. I want to talk to you. I want to tie in your book here because I've got The Puppeteers, which is your latest book, up on my screen here. And you've got some very cute cartoon characters. And then they have these heads on them. Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris are the three that I want to highlight. It seems as though there's trouble in paradise for the Democrat Party in D.C. Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi are actually naming names in interviews amongst themselves. I assume that Joe Biden and likely Jill Biden are not too happy with the state of their situation in D.C. right now. If everything is being controlled in the background in D.C. to keep a status quo, what's going on right now when these very top players that you've written about in The Puppeteers are not necessarily getting along?
Well, this is what should scare America, because if you really look, you start to peel back the layers, you start to find and read about the teachers' unions and all these non-government organizations and these financial people out there like BlackRock and others, and you understand that they're the ones that are really calling the shots, that they have people that have toggled in and out of the administration. They go back and forth between the organizations. I mean, nobody in their right mind can say, oh, yeah, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they've been pulling all the levers here. And, And Joe Biden is now evidently finally admitting and saying out loud that, yeah, he was pushed out of the race, which begs the question, why did he let it happen? Why did they do the debate, the earliest debate in the history of debates? I think people will be shocked if they were to read Puppeteers and go through and look at how manipulative they are in how they do it. And these are the kind of the deep state folks that make, it's the people who control America.
Yeah.
That's what the book's all about.
Yeah, you literally wrote the book on this. I mean, when Kamala Harris is the nominee and she never had to go through a process of earning that position, she was handed that position. I'm kind of scared to ask you this question because I'm afraid of the answer, but does it surprise you that it was so easy for the Democrats to make this the case?
Well, and it wasn't all the Democrats. And this is where you wonder where are all the Democrats? Because it's the Democratic elitists that are making these decisions. Your rank and file Democrat who lives in Missouri or Oregon or whatever, they don't even get to participate in this. They don't get to vote. Kamala Harris is now going to be the Democratic nominee, having not earned a single vote. And when she was up for election, she was running in her own state of California. She eventually dropped out because she was polling in sixth place behind your Andrew Yang in the state of California. I mean, Democrats, the rank and file, evidently don't like her, but now she's going to be the nominee.
This wasn't on my list of things to talk to you about, but because of this conversation, I'm curious how RFK Jr. in your mind politically fits in all of this. While there was a little bit of a purgatory there where it's like Joe Biden's not the person, who is going to be the person? Is it going to be Kamala? RFK Jr.'s like, essentially, I'm a Democrat, I'll do it. And he just gets shoved aside. Nobody wants to listen to what he has to say. We've heard from Tulsi Gabbard what happened to her when she tried to honestly go about winning the nomination for the Democrat nominee. It's really nasty seeming. And it seems as though that there's like a charade that takes place to make us plebs feel like we're participating in a system when they'll allow us to participate in it if it serves their ultimate purpose.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, since when did the Democrats not like a Kennedy? I mean, that shows how far they have lurched to the left. I mean, it's just unrecognizable to the Democratic Party of old. They are truly taking on this lunatic left progressive, and their policies are just so radical. And that's what's scary about Kamala Harris, is that she seems to morph into whatever, and she doesn't have driving principles other than I want power and I want to be elected. Mm-hmm. What does she really stand for? I mean, because she's taking the major issues of today, and you go out and look at them, and they're wildly unpopular. So she just says, well, you know, hey, I am tough on the border, and I was a tough prosecutor, and I did it. Yeah, meanwhile, you were in Minnesota helping to bail people out as fast as possible so they could get back to those riots. And, you know,
yeah, and everybody,
Governor Walz wasn't shutting it down because, you know, he was fine with it.
Everybody can access all of those facts on their own if they choose to.
Yeah.
I want to ask you before we let you go, you know, you, like I said, the book, The Puppeteers, that you've written about the deep state. I got to think that once you've really dug deep and exposed the problem, that you have some thoughts in mind as to how to get us back on track to fix it, to make sure that we do have a government that's for the people. What do you think is the first step in doing that?
Well, first you got to expose it. You got to show it for what it really is. And then you have to defund it. You have to starve the beast, so to speak, because a lot of this is empowered by federal dollars. You know, they talk about the Inflation Reduction Act. It wasn't that. It was $350 billion for their Green New Deal agenda and putting a Podesta in charge of it. One of the biggest Democratic operatives behind the scenes that you read about in The Puppeteers. That's how they do things. They do it with money. And they've been able to get hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars to move their agenda forward, and these non-government organizations. And so you have to learn about it. Then you got to neuter it or defund it and starve the beast. And that's when America will start to take its country back, I think, and say, hey, no, enough. We've had enough.
Do you think that Trump would do that? Does he have the willingness to make that happen?
I think he had a great start. I would love to see him have four more years to really get after it and make those types of things happen, because he, I think he's more than ever committed to doing that. He started to do that. But you still have to toe the hard line and cut spending. And everybody just can't have their hand out. And I think he really does truly understand that.
Well, we appreciate you, Jason Chaffetz, for being with us today. And I encourage people to read the book, because I think it's apropos today as much as it ever has been. So thank you for the time.
Thanks,
we're really
Danny.
Grateful for
thank
it.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What a pleasant, normal guy. He spoke at one of the Vitae Foundation events that I did in October, and I sat at a table with him. And I've sat at tables with impressive people quite a bit. I'm honored to have had the opportunity to do that. I'm usually not the impressive person at the table when I'm doing that. I'm an MC, or very honored to be hosting an event for somebody, and they have a speaker come in, and he was one of them. And he was so normal. And I know that, like, we see people on the TV and the news, they're kind of like news nerd celebrities for people like you and me, who are like, oh, it'd be great to meet this person or that senator or this pundit, whatever. I was excited to hear his pro-life speech that he gave at that event. But being able to sit at that table and listen to him, he was so normal and so accessible and so whatever the humble, I guess, is the opposite of pretentious. And it took me back that he was so willing to just talk to everybody at the table like they were just people. And he's always been a great, great friend of the show to be able to come on and do stuff. And The Puppeteers, man, that is a book that, if you have time, get that and read it right now, because you want to comb through what he has learned serving in the House of Representatives and being very high level on committees that were able to see how stuff was moving through our federal government. The Puppeteers, that's the way to go. He was the chairman of the House Oversight Committee. So he saw some things. JasonInTheHouse.com. The book is called The Puppeteers. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America, we come back. I think the last thing that we settled on for Wiggins America was non-fast food related news, which is broad and yet for Ryan still specific. So we'll see what that is in Wiggins America on the Annie Price Show next. Stringer says on YouTube, think the world is ready for Mamba number 6.
Yeah. I would think we'd be on number 7 or 8 by now. That was a little while
ago. Can you imagine what Mamba number 6 would sound like in 2024? Let's not say it on the air.
Ryan.
It's just a song about going through women.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yes. Really never thought about it.
Ryan, I need you to make a Mambo number 6, mm-mm. And then you can play it on my birthday in like 2030.
No, you can play it on Camo X.
I'll just break into Camo X. Mm-hmm. I'll find one of their ad numbers, and I'll just overwrite it with my song.
Next time you get asked to go on one of the Camo X shows, you just be like, I made something special for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it, but I really think it would be better if I just overwrote one of their programmings. Like, and then just played randomly.
If that's what you want your last act to be, then...
Yeah, right, that would be it. What I brought today for you guys is food news. Now, I've done a couple of weeks in a row where, when I did food news, it was all about the $5 meals.
It's just about fast food.
It's just...
Yeah. And because your first love.
Yeah, this is my interest here. This is hobbies for me, is how do you get the cheapest meal possible that's still going to fill you up? And I've been thinking about me a lot every time I drive by... one of those $5 meals and thinking, man, I'm doing a great service for St. Louis area by talking about this so much. Because I didn't even know there was a KFC one until yesterday. And I drove by. I'm like, hey, I need to be reporting on
you
this.
You literally
not.
Said that this was not about fast food.
And it's not.
It has only been.
No, I'm explaining why it's not.
I feel burdened.
You even told me that in the hallway when I was like, no, we're not doing anything with fast food.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm burdened by what has been.
Yeah. Let's be unburdened by what has been, because that's the point, is that we're not talking about that anymore.
Period.
We're talking about...
It's about time you do the work.
Food news that has nothing to do with fast food. Let's talk about cotton candy trends at fairs.
Oh my gosh, miss.
Now, the big one that is taking all of the steam out of all the headlines is this big cotton candy burrito that looks, I mean, I am a sugar nut. This thing looks disgusting. It features a scoop of ice cream topped with Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, M&M's, gummy bears, and sprinkles.
This is the same thing that Will Ferrell ate in Elf with spaghetti.
It pretty much is. But all of that stuff is inside of a cotton candy shell. So you cut into it, it opens up, all that stuff kind of flows out.
What is this from? What's the source here?
These are, well, this is from New York Post, but there are multiple stories about this.
Which, who's selling what here?
This is just at state fairs. They're saying the big state fair theme this year, because we're kind of moving, I guess fall they still do state fairs, but a lot of summer ones. Well, the theme has been cotton candy, has been winning a lot of state fair awards. They have cotton candy bacon on a stick, which actually sounds terrific. A 12-inch piece of bacon cooked with a cotton candy glazed, wrapped with cotton candy. Now, tell me you wouldn't think that was fantastic, Annie. Come on.
Hard pass.
Oh, my gosh. What about cotton candy floats, lemonade, or
Ryan,
tea?
Can you imagine a scenario where I'm like, yeah, I'll eat that?
Yeah, I could. Say it was my birthday. And I was like, I have one birthday wish. I have one birthday wish. It's for you to eat whatever I choose.
No.
See, I'd have a bad birthday. That's why I don't even ask.
I'm so sorry.
I just come in here and just like, I guess it's my birthday again. I guess I won't get what I want.
See, the thing is that I too have a birthday. And my wish is...
But it's not the same day.
My birthday wish was to tell you no on your birthday.
See, you can go eat whatever you don't want on your birthday. I
wouldn't eat anything I don't want on my birthday.
I just want you to try sushi.
That doesn't seem like a special birthday anything. It's just normal birthday.
We all are fans of rides in this room. We're theme park fanatics. Do you get motion sick on rides?
As long as I can see where I'm going, no.
So the dark ones make you a little motion sick?
I figure out how to see where I'm going.
Okay. Brad?
No, I don't.
Now, when I hit 30, I started going to Six Flags, and I knew I have to take Dramamine ahead of time. What's that?
When you hit 30?
Yeah, when I hit 30. I don't know what it was. It's something about your body chemistry. What I've heard is that the liquid in your ear gets viscous.
Gross.
I know, but this is the way it is. And when you get older, that liquid doesn't settle as quickly.
Did someone pay you $5 to say viscous today?
It was Abby.
Abby! Split it with me.
Buy me an oatmeal cream pie, both of you. But there's a doctor who's saying that you can get rid of this by doing something that's already in theme parks, grabbing a lemon and just sucking on a lemon.
I think that's something that they tell you can do as a pregnant person who gets nauseous.
Okay.
They say cut lemons up and set them next to your bed. Smell them. Be around them.
Yeah, because it's much more about the smell of the lemon than it is even
tasting it. Take lemons, put them up by your eyes, and squirt them in your eyes.
Yep.
You'll forget all about the nausea.
Yeah, you won't think about it at all. They say it's because the limbic system is tied to your olfactory.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
System? Yeah, I mean, right now.
Yeah. No, just dive into the science of that limbic center.
I don't know if you understand the olfactory system as well as I do. But it is tied very, very closely.
We're probably tied.
To the limbic system, which regulates nausea, as you know. You already knew that part.
No, I didn't.
So inhaling that lemon scent stimulates the limbic system. And I'm not just reading this.
I wish you could see how confident Ryan's face is right now. This BSer is in his element.
I'm riding high.
He's got hand motions like he's at a TED Talk.
I feel like I should have a stethoscope around my neck right now because I'm...
For the olfactory system?
No. No. I mean, yes, in a way, but let's not confuse things here.
Yeah. Let's unconfuse them.
Anyway, that's all to help you with nausea, Annie.
Russell wants to know if we need Fauci to explain this.
Yeah, we do. That would be great because I trust Fauci. I got his underwear.
His underwear? How'd you get his underwear?
Look, if I'm going to have to explain it.
Go back to the cotton candy burrito. Unrelated.
No, we're done with cotton candy now. You guys took a dump on it. How about this one? Clicked on the headline, thought it was a G. Oh, I got to find out. Flight attendant reveals secret hack to get the best meals on a plane.
My flights are usually 2 hours. So
I know.
Not usually food.
That's what I keep thinking is like, how many people are taking these super long flights all the time where
how
you got to eat?
It?
You sit near the front. Thanks for the article, New York Post. I thought there was going to be some amazing strategy. Oh, about this point in the plane.
Will
you
pay
this?
To upgrade your seat in Southwest when they start telling you where you got to sit?
Possibly.
Oh, I will.
Possibly. I don't know yet. We have to figure that system out as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it January 1st that they're switching?
No, later than that. I think January 1st is when they will start giving more information, I think.
Okay.
But I don't, my understanding is that it might be spring or even later than that when
Do
it gets implemented. Because they're going to have to change some of the planes.
Oh, are they?
Well, they're offering like a not necessarily, maybe like more of a business class experience and seats that have more leg room. They're going to have to do some stuff to the plane. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're doing this as they're upgrading all their computer systems? Is that what's going on here? I mean, they've been hit a lot.
I think that they need to make more money. I think that it's all about making more money.
Yeah, but they have to upgrade their computer systems to make more money.
Well, that's because they're ancient. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why they aren't making enough money is because they've had some problems.
Ancient planes.
Ancient.
Ancient.
No.
That was an inside joke from Brad. Yeah. I apologize for every single one of the hundreds of thousands of people listening.
You just told that story.
All right, well, hopefully you got it then. All right, next one. New Auntie Anne's perfume.
Sometimes, is it cinnamon?
Sometimes a little bit
Speaking
of nostalgia
of
is all you need. Knead.
That's Knead.
All you need.
Knead.
Fond memories of eating soft, buttery pretzels while roaming the mall have been bottled into a new perfume by Auntie Anne's.
What would you bottle to capture the current smell of malls? Don't answer that.
It depends on which end of the mall you're at. Because, man, one of the ends of that mall smells a lot like sewage.
I was going to say weed.
Oh, yeah. That too.
The smell of Auntie Anne's, I think it's funny that it refers to it as nostalgic. It's just cinnamon and butter.
Is it just cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
Man, when I walk by an Auntie Anne's, I don't think cinnamon, but I do think it is nostalgic. I mean, it. I love the scent of it. I'm just wondering whether we would wear it.
No. I mean, you might.
I might, yeah.
Smells good on you, though.
I want people to have that. That kind of like, reminds me of my grandma feeling when I walk by.
Well, we kind of do.
Because it's not like attractive. It's not going to make women want you.
Not in the way. No, it'd probably make men want you.
Yeah. Men
do you smell pretzels?
Oh, man, I think there's a guy chewing on my shoulder. Let me find out. Oh, yeah, it is. Guy chewing on my shoulder. Get out of here.
In the mall that's across the street from the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., they have a Auntie Anne's and a Cinnabon right next to each other. And I was like, what am I smelling? We ended up getting pretzels, not the cinnamon kind, just like the mini ones because we hadn't had a meal, but I was drawn to the scent.
I think I would be split in half. I think I would walk right into the mid wall.
My husband and just like repeatedly.
Over and over.
Can somebody unplug him and plug him back in? We were walking, we were looking for shoes. And we smelled it and we sought it out because we hadn't eaten anything. We were trying to decide. This is when my husband and I went to D.C. We were trying to decide, do we want to go sit down? Do we have time to sit down? Do we want to keep seeing things? And we had a single cup of the mini pretzel bites and a Diet Coke. And that was essentially lunch for us.
Man.
But the smell did attract us in. We probably would have had a Cinnabon, too, but you kind of got to commit to.
Yeah, you got to do one or the other. They say that's the best way to sell a house.
Cinnabon. Oh. Put an apple pie in the oven.
Put an apple pie in the oven or put cinnamon cloves on your stove and stovetop.
Just on the floor.
Just kidding.
Like a nice little path in the bedroom.
Whoa, what are they saying here?
Just little pretzel bites.
It's a beautiful, pristine house.
I read it in the news.
I read it in Good Housekeeping that if I put pretzel dough on the ground, people will freak out and buy my house. Last one, I said no fast food news, but
Ryan,
this is just too good.
Ryan, you lied.
Apparently, there's a trick that fast food restaurants use to give you less fries, is that they don't shake the holder.
Yeah.
They put them in there and they just leave them. If they shake it a little bit, they can put more in.
Do you go back for more? Do you say, yes, sir, this isn't full?
I will now. I didn't know they were doing that.
Did you say, you're going to say, did you shake it?
Did you shake this, sir?
Joy Murdoch, in a minute. Don't go.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Stringer says on YouTube, think the world is ready for Mambo number 6.
Yeah. I would think we'd be on number 7 or 8 by now. That was a little while
ago. Can you imagine what Mambo number 6 would sound like in 2024? Let's not say it on the air.
Ryan.
It's just a song about going through women.
Oh, it is, isn't it? I really never thought about it.
Ryan, I need you to make a Mambo number 6, and then you can play it on my birthday in like 2030.
No, you can play it on Camo X.
I'll just break into Camo X. Mm-hmm. I'll find one of their ad numbers, and I'll just overwrite it with my song.
Next time you get asked to go on one of the Camo X shows, you just be like, I made something special for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way to do it, but I really think it would be better if I just overwrote one of their programmings. Like... And then just played randomly.
If that's what you want your last act to be, then...
Yeah, right. That would be it. What I brought today for you guys is food news. Now, I've done a couple of weeks in a row where when I did food news, it was all about the $5 meals.
It's just about fast food.
It's just...
And your first love.
Yeah, this is my interest here. This is hobbies for me, is how do you get the cheapest meal possible that's still going to fill you up? And I've been thinking about me a lot every time I drive by... one of those $5 meals and thinking, man, I'm doing a great service for St. Louis area by talking about this so much. Because I didn't even know there was a KFC one until yesterday. And I drove by. I'm like, hey, I need to be reporting on
you
this.
You literally
not.
Said that this was not about fast food.
And it's not.
It has only been.
No, I'm explaining why it's not.
I feel burdened.
You even told me that in the hallway when I was like, no, we're not doing anything with fast food.
Yeah, we're not.
I'm burdened. By what has been.
Yeah. Let's be unburdened by what has been, because that's the point, is that we're not talking about that anymore.
Period.
We're talking about...
It's about time you do the work.
Food news that has nothing to do with fast food. Let's talk about cotton candy trends at fairs.
Oh my gosh, miss.
Now, the big one that is taking all of the steam out of all the headlines is this big cotton candy burrito... That looks, I am a sugar nut. This thing looks disgusting. It features a scoop of ice cream topped with Fruity Pebbles, Fruit Loops, marshmallows, Skittles, M&Ms, gummy bears, and sprinkles.
This is the same thing that Will Ferrell ate in Elf with spaghetti.
It pretty much is. But all of that stuff is inside of a cotton candy shell. So you cut into it, it opens up, all that stuff kind of flows out.
Where is this from? What's the source here?
These are, this is from New York Post, but there are multiple stories about this.
Which, who's selling what here?
This is just at state fairs. They're saying the big state fair theme this year, because we're kind of moving, I guess fall they still do state fairs, but a lot of summer ones. Well, the theme has been cotton candy, has been winning a lot of state fair awards. They have cotton candy bacon on a stick, which actually sounds terrific, a 12-inch piece of bacon cooked with a cotton candy glazed, wrapped with cotton candy. Now tell me you wouldn't think that was fantastic, Annie. Come on.
Hard pass.
Oh my gosh. What about cotton candy floats, lemonade, or
Ryan,
tea?
Can you imagine a scenario where I'm like, yeah, I'll eat that?
Yeah, I could. Say it was my birthday. And I was like, I have one birthday wish. I have one birthday wish. It's for you to eat whatever I choose.
No.
See, I have a bad birthday. That's why I don't even ask.
I'm so sorry.
I just come in here and just like, I guess it's my birthday again. I guess I won't get what I want.
See, the thing is that I too have a birthday. And my wish is...
But it's not the same day.
My birthday wish was to tell you no on your birthday.
See, you can go eat whatever you don't want on your birthday.
I wouldn't eat anything I don't want on my birthday.
I just want you to try sushi.
That doesn't seem like a special birthday anything. This is normal birthday.
We all are fans of rides in this room. We're theme park fanatics. Do you get motion sick on rides?
As long as I can see where I'm going, no.
So the dark ones make you a little motion sick?
I figure out how to see where I'm going.
Okay. Brad?
No, I don't.
Now, when I hit 30, I started going to Six Flags, and I knew I have to take Dramamine ahead of time. What's that?
When you hit 30?
Yeah, when I hit 30. I don't know what it was. It's something about your body chemistry. What I've heard is that the liquid in your ear gets viscous.
Gross.
I know, but this is the way it is. And when you get older, that liquid doesn't settle as quickly.
Did someone pay you $5 to say viscous today?
It was Abby.
Abby! Split it with me.
Buy me an oatmeal cream pie, both of you. But there's a doctor who's saying that you can get rid of this by doing something that's already in theme parks, grabbing a lemon and just sucking on a lemon.
I think that's something that they tell you you can do as a pregnant person who gets nauseous.
Okay.
They say cut lemons up and set them next to your bed. Smell them. Be around them.
Yeah, because it's much more about the smell of the lemon than it is even
tasting it. Take lemons, put them up by your eyes, and squirt them in your eyes.
Yep.
You'll forget all about the nausea.
Yeah, you won't think about it at all. They say it's because the limbic system is tied to your olfactory.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
System? Yeah, I mean, right now.
Yeah, no, just dive into the science of that limbic center.
I don't know if you understand the olfactory system as well as I do. But it is tied very, very closely.
We're probably tied.
To the limbic system, which regulates nausea, as you know. You already knew that part.
No, I didn't.
So inhaling that lemon scent stimulates the limbic system. And I'm not just reading this.
I wish you could see how confident Ryan's face is right now. This BSer is in his
element. I'm riding high.
He's got hand motions like he's at a TED Talk.
I feel like I should have a stethoscope around my neck right now because I'm...
For the olfactory system?
No. No. I mean, yes, in a way, but let's not confuse things here.
Yeah. Let's unconfuse them.
Anyway, that's all to help you with nausea, Annie.
Russell wants to know if we need Fauci to explain this.
Yeah, we do. That would be great because I trust Fauci. I got his underwear.
His underwear? Like how'd you get his underwear?
Look, if I'm going to have to explain it.
Go back to the cotton candy burrito. Unrelated.
No, we're done with cotton candy now. You guys took a dump on it. How about this one? Clicked on the headline, thought it was a G. Oh, I got to find out. Flight attendant reveals secret hack to get the best meals on a plane.
My flight's usually 2 hours, so it's not usually food.
That's what I keep thinking is like, how many people are taking these super long flights all the time where
you
got to eat?
It?
You sit near the front. Thanks for the article, New York Post. I thought there was going to be some amazing strategy. Oh, this point in the plane.
Will you
pay
to upgrade your seat in Southwest when they start telling you where you got to sit?
Possibly.
Oh, I will.
Possibly. I don't know yet. I'm going to have to figure that system out as it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Is it January 1st that they're switching?
No. Later than that. I think January 1st is when they will start giving more information, I think.
Okay.
But I don't... My understanding is that it might be spring or even later than that when it gets implemented. Because they're going to have to change some of the planes.
Oh, are they?
Well, they're offering not necessarily, maybe more of a business class experience and seats that have more leg room. They're going to have to do some stuff to the plane. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're doing this as they're upgrading all their computer systems? Is that what's going on here? I mean, they've been hit a lot.
I think that they need to make more money. I think that it's all about making more money.
Yeah, but they have to upgrade their computer systems to make more money.
Well, that's because they're ancient. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the reasons why they aren't making enough money. It's because they've had some problems.
Ancient planes.
Ancient. No.
That was an inside joke for Brad. Yeah. I apologize for every single one of the hundreds of thousands of people listening.
You just told that story.
All right, well, hopefully you got it then. All right, next one. New Auntie Anne's perfume.
Sometimes, is it cinnamon?
Sometimes a little bit
of
nostalgia is all you need. Knead.
It's Knead.
All you need.
Knead.
Fond memories of eating soft, buttery pretzels while roaming the mall have been bottled into a new perfume by Auntie Anne's.
What would you bottle to capture the current smell of malls? Don't answer that.
It depends on which end of the mall you're at. Because, man, one of the ends of that mall smells a lot like sewage.
I was going to say weed.
Oh, yeah. That, too.
The smell of Auntie Anne's, I think it's funny that it refers to it as nostalgic. It's just cinnamon and butter.
Is it just cinnamon?
Mm-hmm.
Man, when I walk by at Auntie Anne's, I don't think cinnamon. But I do think... It is nostalgic. I mean, it. I love the scent of it. I'm just wondering whether we would wear it.
No. I mean, you might.
I might, yeah.
Smells good on you, though.
I want people to have that kind of like, reminds me of my grandma feeling when I walk by.
Well, we kind of do.
Because it's not like attractive. It's not going to make women want you.
Not in the way. No, it probably make men want you.
Yeah, men.
Do you smell pretzels?
Oh man, I think there's a guy chewing on my shoulder. Let me. Oh, yeah, it is. Guy chewing on my shoulder. Get out of here.
In the mall that's across the street from the Pentagon in Washington D.C., they have a Auntie Anne's and a Cinnabon right next to each other. And I was like, what am I smelling? We ended up getting pretzels, not the cinnamon kind, just like the mini ones because we hadn't had a meal, but I was drawn to the scent.
I think I would be split in half. I think I would walk right into the mid wall.
My husband and just like repeatedly.
Over and over.
Can somebody unplug him and plug him back in? We were looking for shoes and we smelled it and we sought it out because we hadn't eaten anything. We were trying to decide. This is when my husband and I went to DC. We were trying to decide, do we want to go sit down? Do we have time to sit down? Do we want to keep seeing things? And we had a single cup of the mini pretzel bites and a Diet Coke, and that was essentially lunch for us.
Man. But
the smell did attract us in. We probably would have had a Cinnabon too, but you kind of got to commit to.
Yeah, you got to do one or the other. They say that's the best way to sell a house.
Cinnabon? Oh, put an apple pie in the oven.
Put an apple pie in the oven or put cinnamon cloves on your stove and stovetop.
Just on the floor.
Just kidding.
Like a nice little path in the bedroom.
Whoa, what are they saying here?
Just little pretzel bites.
It's a beautiful, pristine house.
I read it in the news.
I read it in Good Housekeeping that if I put pretzel dough on the ground, people will freak out and buy my house. Last one, I said no fast food news, but
Ryan,
this is just too good.
Ryan, you lied.
Apparently, there's a trick that fast food restaurants use to give you less fries, is that they don't shake the holder.
Yeah.
They put them in there and they just leave them. If they shake it a little bit, they can put more in.
Do you go back for more? Do you say, yes, sir, this isn't full?
I will now. I didn't know they were doing that.
Did you say, you're going to say, did you shake it?
Did you shake this, sir?
Joy Murdoch in a minute.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.